Hello and welcome to our radio feature. This is RJ Tanuja.
And this is RJ Joycey.
Today, we are going to talk about a fascinating dance ritual performed in the coastal regions of Karnataka. We will take you on a journey to explore the ancient practice of invoking the spirits of the dead through this unique form of dance. Join us as we delve into the mystic world of the Bhuta Kola.
The journey begins in a small village, nestled in the lush forests of the Western Ghats. It is said that the tradition of Bhuta Kola dates back several centuries and has been passed down from generation to generation. Though the exact origin of the tradition remains unknown, it is understood to be followed since 700 to 800 BC, coinciding with the immigration of the early Tulu tribes. Currently, the ritual is practiced every year between December and January, based on a simple belief that several Bhutas act as the guardian spirits and protect the villages. The villagers believe that the Bhuta Kola is a way to communicate with the spirits of their ancestors who watch over them from the other world.
Panjurli, Guliga, Jumadi, Varte, Kalkuda, etc. are some of the popular Bhutas worshipped as part of Bhuta Kola. Interestingly, Bhutas can also be animals. Remember how the idol of a wild boar is worshipped and paraded around town in the movie Kantara? This wild boar is actually Panjurli, the incarnation of Lord Vishnu, according to folklore.
In psychology, we can explain this as reaching the state of altered consciousness due to several days of penance the performer undergoes before the event. Daily worship of the Bhuta, the dress he wears, type of loved music, and also the performer's own belief that the Bhuta is going to possess him. While dressing up the performer, another person sings the story of Bhuta. As the song progresses, the performer starts identifying himself with the story of Bhuta and believes that he is Bhuta. Now, he believes that he is possessed by Bhuta. However, there are some incidents in Bhuta Kola which science cannot explain. For example, when the mask of Bhuta is handed over to the performer by the priest, both priest and performer simultaneously get possessed and become unconscious for a while. Further, there are instances where many miracles have been performed by the performer, like swallowing balls of fire, wicks of fire, hitting his chest with huge torch of fire without any burns, jumping on burning wooden mound, etc.
One real story that illustrates the cultural significance of the Bhuta Kola is that of a village in the Udupi district of Karnataka. The village had been experiencing a severe drought and the crops were failing. The villagers performed Bhuta Kola ritual as a way to appease spirits and seek their blessings. To their amazement, the drought ended and the crops began to flourish. This story is just one example of how the Bhuta Kola tradition has been used as a way to connect with the supernatural world and seek its help in times of need.
One of the person who attended Bhuta Kola said that there is one particular Bhuta named Guliga which is famous for being very aggressive. It's being said that some time of the year, late at night, Guliga goes on walks around its temple and you're not supposed to interfere in its path. There are many stories where people have interfered and suffered from temporary paralysis.
The word Bhuta generally has a negative connotation and would immediately drive your mind towards ghosts and evil spirits that will bring trouble. But not in the Tulu culture. Among the Tulus, Bhuta is the equivalent of Daiva or God.
Really?
Yes. That is because historically, Tulavas did not believe in God. They only believed in Bhutas and took them as their gods. Kola means a performance or play. And therefore, in essence, Bhuta Kola is a performance-based ritual that involves the invocation of spirits.
But why is this done?
Mangaluru and many parts of Karnataka are made up of many small villages. The villagers and the ancestors believe that certain gods protect their land and take care of their everyday affairs even today. Since gods protect these villages from problems and notorious evil events, villagers pray together at festivals like Kolas and seek these deities' blessings, grace and prosperity. Sometimes it is also organized to seek God's blessing for special events in a person's life, that is, before marriage or before setting up a new temple or before moving to a new house, etc.
As we approach the village, we can hear the sound of a horn in the distance. It's a signal that the Bhuta Kola is about to begin. The Kola is usually held near the temple of the village god, which is located in big open fields. The holy medium begin their traditional performances by reciting local folklore known as Padanas. This begins around 7:45 p.m. and as the evening goes on, the performance becomes a slightly more holy experience.
Lord Krishna told that he will come in a yuga to punish the evildoers, but we know in Puranas that he has come to punish the evildoers only once in several thousand years. But Bhutas are around people, and during Bhuta Kola, they remind people of what Lord Krishna has said, and people believe that these Bhutas have censured evildoers. This belief itself makes one to be wary of his actions. These Bhutas perform the role of a honest police and judges in a village. The attire and actions of Bhuta performer is such that it instills both faith and fear among the believers. This faith and fear ensures that people live in harmony and respect the alternative legal system provided by the informal panchayat system of the village.
The villagers are dressed in colorful costumes and elaborate headdresses, ready to perform the dance ritual. This is an important part of the performance, with each character representing a different aspect of the supernatural world.
The Bhuta Kola is a complex dance performance that combines music, drama, and religious symbolism. The dancers represent the spirits of the dead, and their movements are said to channel the power of the supernatural world.
The dance begins with the beating of a drum. Which sets the rhythm for the performance. The dancers move in a circular formation, their steps synchronized with the music. Their movements are slow and deliberate, as if they are in trance-like state.
Suddenly, one of the dancers falls to the ground, writhing in apparent agony. It's a sign that the spirit has possessed him, and he is now under its control. The other dancers gather around him, trying to soothe the spirit with offerings of food and drink.
The Bhuta Kola is more than just a dance performance. It's a spiritual experience that connects the living with the dead. The villagers believe that by performing Bhuta Kola, they can appease the spirits and receive their blessings.
The dance continues late into the night, accompanied by the sound of river flowing nearby. The villagers dance with abandon, lost in the rhythm of music. It's a celebration of life and death, a reminder that the two are inseparable. And that brings us to the end of our journey to explore the Bhuta Kola tradition. We hope you have enjoyed this glimpse into the mystical world of coastal Karnataka. Until next time, this is RJ Joycey
and this is RJ Tanuja signing off.
KGC Radio.